You're listening to Real World News.
Interview with Pia Everhart of the Corporate Europe Observatory. The mobilizations against the liberalization and deregulation policies of the World Trade Organization that are taking place in Geneva are exposing the actions of transnational corporations and international financial institutions favored by them. Real World Radio interviewed Pia Everhart of the Corporate Europe Observatory in Geneva. The Corporate Europe Observatory is based in Brussels, Belgium, and works on activities of companies to change EU policies in all kinds of fields, including trade. Everhart told Real World Radio that CO is there trying to figure out what kind of events the industry is organizing and what secret meetings are taking place. She acknowledged this is not easy to find out. They are also in Geneva to criticize and to delegitimize the WTO as a whole. Pia considered it was ridiculous that the ministers sit down to discuss how they will deal with the crisis at the WTO because they are responsible for the crisis we are facing. She blamed the WTO for liberalizing and deregulating the financial markets and also for the food crisis and the destruction of family farming worldwide. She said that the peasant peoples used to produce their own food and that now they can't as a result of the political negotiations that take place at the WTO.
Hi, welcome.
Tell us, Pia, why the Corporate Europe Observatory decided to be here with the other social movements and social organizations?
So we as Corporate Europe Observatory, we work on activities of companies to change EU policies in all kinds of fields, including trade. So we have been following for years how European companies, services, agriculture, but also from the industry sector, how they are actually shaping EU policy, so what they say in the end becomes EU policy in trade issues. And it's pretty sure that they will also do this here. So there's not just social movements gathering here, but also industry will be present in droves, basically, and will try to influence negotiation positions of many, many countries, including the EU. And I'm here a bit to watch that, so to try to figure out what kind of events they're organizing, what kind of, are there some secret meetings taking place? Of course, this is difficult to find out, but it's one of the reasons I'm here. And the other reason is just to take part in criticizing and delegitimizing the WTO as a whole, because it's an organization that follows the wrong policies, like corporate policies.
Yeah, Pia, we have heard that there won't be really negotiations here inside the ministerial, but that the ministers that are going to take part in these meetings are going to discuss how the WTO face the different crises and how they stand up in this particular period of the history. What do you think about that? What are the main concerns of the Corporate Europe Observatory about this particularly?
I mean, it's ridiculous, huh, that they are sitting together thinking like, oh, how are we going to deal with the crisis? Because the WTO policies in the past, like since the existence of the organization, has been one of the key institutions responsible for all the crises we are facing. So not just the financial crisis that they have pushed by liberalizing and deregulating financial markets, but also the food crisis. I mean, the WTO's policies are also responsible for destroying small-scale family farming across the world. And so now these people that used to produce food no longer can because of the WTO and others, and this is how we got into this mess. And the same you can say for climate and other crises we are facing. So it's really ridiculous that they're now sitting there like, ooh, what can we do to solve the whole shit? Because like their policies are mainly responsible. So what they could do if they were really serious was basically abolish this organization, you know, that which is a trade liberalization organization, and trade liberalization is a policy that goes in the wrong direction and enforces all of these crises.
It is interesting to hear from you these links between the WTO and the, for example, the international financial institutions with the different kind of crises that we are facing nowadays. How do you think that we can go on, Pia? I mean, what are the real alternatives to this world in which we are living on?
I think that's a difficult question. It's not easy because we are quite strong when it comes to principles. Like, we want to live in a solidarity world where just people's needs and human rights are respected, but how to go there? That's a totally difficult and different question. I think, like, from as a European, for example, I'm from Germany, and the whole German economy is totally based on the world market. We are the world export champion. And this model, of course, is based on an enormous extraction of resources, of all kinds of raw materials from the south. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible. So we import a lot to export, to become export champion. And this model is totally unsustainable. It's also unjust, of course, on a global scale. So for me, it is clear that this model in Germany, but also in the rest of Europe, has to change. It will contribute more to climate change, so it has to go. But how to go there, you know, how do you make an economy less export dependent? That's very difficult. And I think we have social movements in Europe. We have to, one of our major challenges is to get together with particularly the unions in Europe to really address this question, how can we go there? How can we really change the economic model our societies are based on? With you, of course, the solution cannot be that millions of people lose their jobs because just we close industry, but in the end they have to be closed somehow. We don't need a huge car industry in Europe. We need, I don't know, and good public transport systems. But how to get there is difficult, but I think in the last years we have made some progress in, like, also bringing people together and finding out also where our conflicts are as movements, and now we really have to work on them to make the first steps into really a different economic and social model in Europe. And without this, I mean, there's no way stopping climate change.
Okay, and just to finish, and related to this, Pia, there will be some of your workmates who will be present there in Copenhagen in the next cup.
Yeah, there's actually nearly all of my colleagues will go to Copenhagen, because again, in Copenhagen, like here, you will have like an army of corporate lobbyists trying to influence the negotiations. So we are there to watch them, to criticize them, and also to create public awareness about this thing that companies are actually driving the positions of your countries in whatever negotiations. So for this, we have organized one thing which might be quite interesting for people. It's called the Angry Mermaid Awards. So we have nominated the worst companies and lobby groups that try to prevent effective action on climate change. Like, I mean, you have them all. You have Shell, you have Monsanto, you have different, like, the airplane organizations. And people can vote on the worst of them and participate in making this a more publicly known issue. Because when you listen, like, when you look into the media and also listen to what people talk about climate change and the negotiations in the UN, there's a lot of talk about country positions. But in the end, you have this army of companies that shape country positions, so this has to be known, and their influence over all these policies have to be massively rolled back. They shouldn't have a say.
Okay, Pia Eberhardt from CEOs Corporate Europe Observatory, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was nice to talk to you.
You're listening to Real World News.